Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 21st edition. Coming at you a little earlier on your Friday. Got some change of plans, so I got to bang this thing out for you guys nice, bright, and early. If you're listening on your podcast platforms, you're good to go. Won't matter to you one bit. But if you're looking at me live, a little earlier than you used to, but hopefully the information sticks just the same as always. Very interesting Thursday of action. Shane Bieber, absolutely filthy, as you'd expect. Everybody else, Lamet, Kershaw, did great. Sonny Gray,
yeah.
Okay, nothing special. But lots of great stuff there. Offenses were kind of quiet overall. The Giants keep doing it. One day people will listen. I know the listeners of Quick Hits are enjoying the Giants action. The people in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat are enjoying the Giants action. That's been a thing of the usual. And if you'd like to join that Slack chat, it's free. Just ask, send me a message on Twitter, at BDintric. I'll get you in there. Just give me your email. We'll be good to go. If you want to join a premium Slack chat with premium tools and other great stuff, go to rotoballer.com. Use promo code Bubba to get 10% off there. And go check out this video on the daily at Rotoballer's YouTube channel if you prefer watching my pretty mug instead of listening to it through your headphones. All right. 12 games on tap. It was supposed to be 13, but the Mets went Mets and got COVID. So their game last night was suspended. It's suspended tonight. I'd be shocked if they play it all this weekend against the New York Yankees. Which stinks for DFS because the Yankees is always an offense we like to attack, use, and now we don't have them. So think about it that way. But we got 12 games, and the pitching is horrific. Just think about it that way. Not good, Bob, when you're looking at this one. It's a couple aces and then a lot of mess. So you have a lot of ways to attack the bats tonight. Lots of totals we're still waiting for on this slate. Weather-wise, things aren't too bad when you look at it. There's a slight chance of like early rain in Atlanta, but very, very light and should be no problem getting going. Not like the other night when we were got the rain-out situation on Wednesday night against the Nationals. But when we're looking at the totals on this slate, Brew Crew Pirates, total of 8.5. Tigers, Indians, 9.5. Phillies, Braves, 8. There's where your aces are. Twins, Royals, 9. White Sox, Cubs waiting on that because it's in Wrigley, as usual. Reds, Cardinals, 9. Rangers, Mariners, 8.5. Rockies, Dodgers, 9. Angels, A's, 9.5. D-backs, Giants, 9. Then we're waiting on a few other totals on those ones. So we'll wait and see how that all goes. But overall, a lot of 8.5, a lot of 9s. I actually expected higher totals when I first started looking at this because this pitching is really, really bad. Lots of openers, lots of mediocre talents. You're going to have to plant your flag somewhere and take some chances. That's for darn sure. And see how things go on this slate. But let's get cracking out of your top-priced pitcher is Walker Buehler at 10-2 against Colorado. I think I'm going to pass. Buehler just hasn't looked the same yet this year. It's a good price tag. It really is. You got the Rockies outside of Coors, which is always nice. Striking out 21% of the time versus righties, hitting .256 versus righties. If you want to get real detailed, you can do versus righties on the road. And we get a different Colorado team. Obviously, they strike out 25.5% of the time on the road versus righties, hitting only .199 with .120 ISO. So if you want to attack the Rockies, you can. I'm just not going to go there. Buehler, something's not right with Buehler. Maybe it clicks tonight. Maybe I'm wrong. We live on and see another day. But Aaron Nola at $9,900 is the guy I'm definitely going to take a look at. 205 ERA this year. He's looked outstanding. He has 30 or more DraftKings points in three straight starts. Been very, very good. Gone at least seven, eight, and six innings in his last three. 0-1-1 in earned run department. 8 or more Ks in all three starts. He's got that curveball flicking. He's got the ground ball, the fly ball rates going the way we want to. He's all stretched out. Everything you want from Aaron Nola is there right now. Pitching in Atlanta against a depleted Braves offense. No Acuna, no Albies. Things are really, really bleak for them right now. They're striking out over 26% of the time for his right-handed pitching. So you got a guy like Aaron Nola at $9,900. I'll take the savings off of Walker Buehler. Give me some Nola at 99. If you drop down a little more in that matchup, drop $1,000 down, you got Max Fried, $8,900 against those Phillies. Sitting there at home, he's been great as well. 18 or more points in every start this year, 24 or more in three of four. Been very, very strong in that regards. But let's take a look at the Phillies versus left-handed pitching. That's where we'll see where the bread is buttered on this one. But Philadelphia versus left-handed pitching, striking out a little over 20% of the time, hitting 269, 238 ISO, 379 wOBA. They've hit lefties very, very well, which you'd expect with that offense. Realmuto, Hoskins, you got Bryce Harper can hit lefties just fine. Segura's there. They got Alec Baum there now, and many more. It's a very, very interesting offense. Fried is GPP viable, not cash. I go Nola and cash, that's for sure. But Fried is in play. He's been very, very good, very interesting GPP play against this Philadelphia offense that is clicking right now, coming off that doubleheader in Buffalo yesterday where their bullpen was atrocious. So that's the thing with them is their bullpen's bad. Starting pitching has been okay. So Max Fried at 89, very GPP viable. Now it just gets ugly. You got Adrian Houser at $8,400 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Yes, we're going to keep picking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. He faced the Pirates earlier this year, 5 innings, 1 hit, 1 run was a solo shot, 3 walks, 4 Ks. He has 4 or more Ks in all 4 starts this year. He's got at least 5 innings in all 4 starts. He doesn't strike out a ton, and that kind of doesn't help him if he gets into a little bit of trouble. He's been really, really good or kind of a little suspect at times. We know Pittsburgh struggles versus right-handed pitching. We've established that every day this week against the Cleveland Indians, striking out 25.5% of the time now. First right-handed pitching hitting .193. So Houser at 84. We'll go back to that well just because that's where we are on this slate. Anthony DeSclafani coming off just a miserable outing when he was a chalk bomb central against the Pittsburgh Pirates where it found out he was tipping his pitches. Prior to that, 6 shutout against Milwaukee, 5 shutout against Detroit. He's very, very good. 6 Ks in that Milwaukee start. Tipping his pitches this last time out. You'd imagine they fixed that facing a St. Louis team that got to Sonny Gray a little bit, but more than that, the walks got to Sonny Gray. That was a bit of a bugaboo for Sonny Gray. So we'll see how Mr. DeSclafani handles that. But you got a St. Louis team, giving samples a little smaller because they missed so much time with COVID, but they're striking out over 25% of the time versus righties with a .234 batting average and a .136 ISO. So they're not hitting righties with a ton of authority right now. So DeSclo at $8,100, probably low owned after that outing against Pittsburgh where maybe people don't listen to this show or listen to other shows and don't realize the reports that came out of them tipping pitches because that game it was like bang, 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 out the gate. All these home runs from a Pittsburgh team that doesn't hit righties, as we've established on this show. And then they go to the bullpen for 7 innings and get shut down. So DeSclafani's an interesting $8,100 bounce-back GPP-type play. I think he's got a much higher upside than Adrian Houser because he got the strikeouts on his side. So DeSclafani at 81 is very, very much worth a look in that one. Now we just keep going into the basement here, folks, and we go to Coby Allard of the Texas Rangers. I mentioned yesterday that Kershaw could be a nice GPP play. And then if you follow me on Twitter, like I tweet a bunch of dumb stuff a lot, but I also tweet out stuff when I see lineups, things that stand out, things I also talk about in the Slack chat in further detail when people ask questions. I didn't get on Kershaw because I pretty much kept it easy last night. And but when that lineup came out for Seattle, I tweeted out. I said, this just sets up beautifully for Kershaw. Like this lineup is bad. I should have played some more Kershaw, but I didn't. I only played with one lineup last night. Kept it simple. I had a lot of other stuff going on, so I went Bieber, walked away. Kershaw 7 with 11 Ks. 7 Ks, 11 Ks. Looked filthy, absolutely filthy. So you look at Coby Allard now in this matchup, a guy that we've seen talented last year and this year. We've seen him throw really good starts or get blown up. It's an either or thing. He got blown up in Colorado. Let's push Colorado to the side. That's what we usually do. Just kind of blank Colorado out of your mind. Unfortunately, as 5.25 ERA shows Colorado was there, we can't blank it out there. But we can when we evaluate because he faced the Angels 5 shutout innings with 6 Ks. Prior to that, 4 innings, 1 earned against the Giants for 2 Ks, with 2 Ks. So he's shown the upside this year. Good stuff there. Now a very intriguing matchup versus the Seattle Mariners, a team that strikes out 28.4% of the time versus left-handed pitching. .172 batting average, .107 ISO, and .246 WOBA versus left-handed pitching. I'm not a math major. I just read what I see in front of me. And that ain't good, Bob. That is not good at all. So Coby Allard stands out to me as a very intriguing play. Like with the Mariners, we saw that the Dodgers series before Kershaw showed up, you know, they have Kyle Lewis that can run into one. Evan White fouled one off his knee 2 nights ago. He didn't even play last night, so who knows if he's going to be back. You got Shed Long. You have Austin Nola. You have these guys that can run into one. But when I say most of their names, do they really strike fear into your hearts? Not usually. So it's one of those things, if baseball happens and just guys start hitting it, that's baseball. That's going to happen. But in the grand scheme of things, really strong spot for Allard at $7,100 to bounce back from that cooler start in this one. Chad Kuhl at $6,900, another guy kind of changing his pitch mix. His numbers look a little different because him and Brault were opening and backing each other up. He went 5 innings, 3 earned, 6 Ks his last time. He's had 6 and 7 Ks in his last two, which is great to see. The strikeouts are up 14 or more points, $6,900. Going up against the Milwaukee Brewers, who 2 nights ago played really well. Last night, out of all people, Jose Berrios shut them down, which was surprising because not everyone's going to get back on Berrios. But Milwaukee striking out 28% of the time versus righties, hitting .200 with a .129 ISO. Like, they're struggling tremendously versus righties. So Chad Kuhl at 69 is a punt option for you in this one. Then if you want to go really, really deep on this slate, Cal Quantrill against the Houston Astros at $5,800. Cal Quantrill, he got the save the other day. But when he's gone at least 3 or more innings, he got you 12 or more points. That's been big. The strikeouts have been there for Quantrill this year. And if anything, you're picking on an Astros team that's just really hurting. Bregman's now on the IL. Altuve's come back, but he's still not Altuve yet. They're not striking out a ton versus righties, but they're hitting .237 with a .148 ISO. So Quantrill at $5,800 could be a punt if you're looking to go that direction. So recapping the pitching, I got Aaron Nola up top all by himself. That's the easiest one for me. Then you got, like, in the middle, you got Fried, Hauser, DeSclafani. I like Fried a lot in the GPP. I think DeSclafani is a great bounce-back target. Hauser might have the safest floor, but not the highest ceiling. So that's kind of the way I look at those three there. DeSclafani could be very interesting at $8,100. I'm getting more and more intrigued there. But if you look at the punts, Coby Allard in a great spot versus Seattle. That's a big boy play. Chad Kuhl, very nice punt against Milwaukee. And then Cal Quantrill, if you want to get different against Houston, you can definitely look that direction. All right, let's talk about the bats on this 12-gamer catcher's position. If you are fading Fried, Realmuto up to 5K, steep price tag, but very intriguing. Keep an eye on Boston because Means is going to open. And then right now, the follower in Boston for Baltimore is Jorge Lopez. So if they're going lefty, then righty in that one, so keep an eye on that. A couple other ones. Brewer is opening, the lefty Brewer for Boston. Then it goes to Darwinian Hernandez, who could throw some gas, so that's intriguing. And then you got Michael Fulmer opening for Tyler Alexander, Detroit versus Cleveland. So a couple lefty-righty opening splits, which is very, very good to see, actually kind of creative by the managers. I like that. So don't just go in there thinking, oh, he's got the lefty Means. No, it's going to go to the righty after that. All right, looking at some cheaper options, at least 4K and below. You guys like Jason Castro at 42 versus Fires, if you want to go there. Chance Sisko at 41. I mentioned the righty Brewer. Then it goes Brewer, then Darwinian Hernandez. So a guy like Sisko at 41, especially if he's leading off, a little bit of upside there. James McCann at 4K versus the lefty Lester. I can definitely see that as something coming into play. But other than that, you could save some cash by just dropping down. Austin Romine's 34 versus Plutko. Not the worst of plays there. Dropping down even farther now, below 3K. It's Travis d'Arnaud is still only 2,900. I know it's Aaron Nola, but that's a good play if you're not playing Nola. Hitting third in that order, cheap play, decent floor. So he brings some upside. Tucker Barnhart at 28 versus Hudson is another guy you can look at. And then where's my boy? He should be here in the 26 range unless they moved him around. Where did he go? Joey Bart got the call yesterday. He got a double hit by a pitch. The boy can flat out hit, folks. So don't sleep on that one. Let me just do the old searcheroo here. Joey Bart is Oh, he's up to, oh, he's down to 23. I didn't get far enough down yet. Wowzers. So Joey Bart's down to $2,300 in that matchup tonight versus Robbie Ray. So Joey Bart at 23. That could be your free square tonight, folks. Enjoy that one. That's intriguing. I'm surprised they priced him down so far. With $2,300 for Joey Bart versus Robbie Ray. Jump all aboard that train. First base position. Bellinger started getting going the last couple of nights. A few home runs there in Seattle. Maybe he figured it out. John Gray on the bump, $5,300 for belly bombs. That could be worth a look for you. You got Goldie at 5K. Not really going there, but going down cheaper. Olsen went deep yesterday. He's $4,800 in GPP. He's always GPP viable. I mentioned Mitch Moreland yesterday. He went deep. He's 46. He's got Means opening and then a nice righty to target there. So Moreland at 46, definitely in play again tonight. Cash game viable as well. Carlos Santana at 44 against Fulmer. Then Alexander's interesting. Renato Nunez at 44, very, very much in play in that matchup. But, yeah, Baltimore let us down yesterday. So good bounce back spot for the O's with Nunez to be a part of that for you. Sorry, my throat's been a mess with the smoke out here. I work out of my truck off and on. So it's getting tougher and tougher. It's going to be like this for a few weeks. So I apologize with the quality of the throat these days. But Hoskins, $4,200 versus Fried. That is a interesting GPP play. I like Fried a lot, but you could see Philly being that contrarian GPP angle if you want to go that direction. Some cheaper options, Candelario versus Plutko at 36. Plutko's not very good. I got no problem using some Tigers as some value. I'm not going full Tigers, but lefty's 340, righty's 325 versus Plutko. You can do some damage against him. Gives up a lot of home runs last year. So some things to keep an eye on in that one. E5 and a GPP at 36 versus Lester. Edwin, not the best of a track record. Hit a $169 this year, but double-donged two nights ago. He's always got that ability in a GPP, so that's why he's GPP only, but 36 in that one. Other than that, like Danny Santana's back. He's 33 versus Marge Vicious of Seattle, the lefty of Seattle. That's a target you can make, and just kind of go from there. There's one, yeah, that's it on this one. Second base position, you got Whit Merrifield versus Odorizzi at 55. It's super steep price tag, but a very, very interesting play because I don't think Odorizzi's that good. You got the Royals in play here. Lefty's 323, righty's 264. Before this past year, Odorizzi had some nice reverse splits. Righty's hit him just fine. So it's an interesting look at it there. Moustakas at 51. He's got the price bump for sure, but a really good spot there versus Dakota Hudson, another guy that I don't think that's great. Gets a lot of gets BABIP helped, not BABIP to death, which is very odd for a lot of pitchers. So he's in play for you. Ketel Marte at 44 versus Webb. Good look for you for Marte. Wind blowing out in San Francisco tonight. Ball's been flying out of that ballpark. Logan Webb's been good, but he also has moments where it's just like, what are you doing? Tommy La Stella just continues to hit. $4,300, 9 more points last night. He's got that cash game floor with the GPP upside. The price tag keeps going up, which kind of stings a little bit. When he was cheaper, it was a lot more viable in cash. It's tougher at 43 to fit it all in, but he's a guy to keep an eye on tonight. James Segura, if you want to fade Fried, is there. But going cheaper now, like Michael Chavis against Means, and then the righty out of the pen at 37. Not in love with it, but I could see it as an option if you so choose. And then when you just get cheaper, it's all about like Abraham Toro at 3K. He should be getting some starts. He's second base, third base versus Quantrill. He's in play for you. Chad Pender versus the lefty at 27. Jake Cronenworth, 25 versus McCullers. Not as in love with it as I usually am, being McCullers and all, but he can be worth a look for you. And then real quick, back to first base. I knew I was looking for someone. When I saw Toro, it rang a bell. But for 2,500, you have Taylor Jones of the Astros. Should be playing first base. They called him up. Four points, 10 points in his two games in Coors. Not a world beater, but $2,500 against Quantrill could be a target for you. Heading over to third base now, you got Arenado's. Always interesting, but I'm not against Buehler out of Coors. Not so much. Like Rendon at 53 versus Fires. Devers, you can go back to that well at 52. Probably too cheap on FanDuel yet again. But Moose at 51 is probably the most expensive I'd go tonight at third base. It's the only guy I really like in that spot. Chapman double-donged it last night. 47 versus another lefty in Heaney. That's intriguing. If you're not using DeSclafani, Tommy Edmonds, not too bad. But I'd rather go Yoan Moncada at 44, switch hitting versus Lester and company. That's got a little bit of upside to it. Todd Frazier versus the lefty Marge Vicious. That is one to keep an eye on. The Texas Rangers in tonight's action are Lefties 437, righties 323 versus the lefty Marge Vicious. So the Rangers are very live tonight. Even though their offense is just dreadful. Very interesting spot there versus a very not good pitcher in Marge Vicious. So Todd Frazier at 39 could be a play. Eduardo Escobar went deep last night. It's 38 versus Webb. If you want to go the Arizona route tonight, it is something worth looking into. The D-backs have so many team totals that are not even available yet. But lefties 322, righties 353 versus Logan Webb. So you can take a look at a guy like Eduardo Escobar on that one. I mentioned Jaime Candelario at 36. He's always an intriguing play, swinging it really, really good. The hard hit rate's gone through the roof this year compared to normal. So he's an interesting play at 36. I like Kyle Seager. I like Allard tonight at 71 as a pitching option. But Kyle Seager, I'd say it time and time again, can hit lefties. He hit he took Kershaw deep yesterday. He's averaging over 10 points his last 10. He's 3,500. His price went down. He's a good value versus Allard tonight if you need to go that direction. Evan Longoria at 34 versus Ray hits lefties extremely well, so you can look at Longo if you feel the urge to go there. And then Hunter Dozier is only 3,200 versus Jake Odorizzi. I'll definitely be jumping on some Hunter Dozier, third base outfield eligible, 0-4-21-14 in his last four. I like the upside in that one. He still hasn't got a click in since he's returned from COVID, but definite upside there. Alec Baum, 3,300 or 3K versus Fried as well. And then Isaac Paredes is only 25 versus Plutko. That's a good value for you against Plutko in that matchup at 25 hundo. Shortstop position, you got Lindor versus Fulmer. Tatis is only 52 versus McCullers. McCullers is a good pitcher, but he's not getting a lot of strikeouts right now, and he's much better at home than on the road. On the road, it's been ugly. So Tatis at 52 is very much in play. Bogarts at 51 went deep last night. But Corey Seager at 5K might be the best bang for your buck if you're going 5K and above against Johnny Gray. We know what Seager's doing this year is just lights out, crazy good. And when you look at Johnny Gray, lefties 340, righties 301. So a definite spot to look for in that matchup. A few others here. Tim Anderson just can't stop, won't stop. I love everything about him. 26 more points last night. 26, 12, 33, 28, 14. That screams cash if you haven't heard of that before. That is really good. He's facing Johnny Lester, who's been sneaky good this year, but we know he's not this good. It's John Lester after all. Lefties are at 346, righties 331. That shows you he's doing it with smoke and mirrors when they're hitting him that well. So Tim Anderson leading off in Chicago at 4,800 bucks, not too shabby. Jorge Polanco at 44, it's going to be worth a look. I try to find an extra 400 bucks to go to Tim Anderson if you can, but Polanco is in play. David Fletcher and Nico Goodrum at the top of their orders at 41 and 4K are nice savings from Tim Anderson and their respective matchups. And then we drop below 4K. Nick Ahmed's 3,500. I'll go back to that well tonight against Webb. Let us down last night. A lot of guys let us down last night. It was one of those nights. But Nick Ahmed at 35, the way he's swinging the bat right now, you could go back to that well. And other than that, it's like Dubon's 28. If you want to go against Ray there for some savings, you can go that way. But and Brendan Rodgers, if he cracks the line, is 24 versus Bueller. But it's Bueller. As much as I don't want to use Bueller on the mound, I'm not like full on fading him with bats either. It's kind of a just kind of let it happen type thing in that matchup. Outfield, you got Trout, Betts. Those are all great plays. I don't have to tell you that. Harper's interesting versus Fried. I got Martinez. Nelly Cruz versus the lefty Duffy's the first real circle spot here at 57. That's a really good one, of course. Mentioned Belly earlier. You have Strzemski versus Ray at 5K. Most won't play because lefty-lefty hits them just fine as well. So don't sleep on Yaz at 5K in his matchup. You got Castellanos at 49. If you're stacking the Reds, he's a good addition to that with the righty-righty there. Anthony Santander's at the 4,600. So DraftKings is finally paying attention. Still a great spot there for Santander at 4,600. You can go back to that well if you so choose. Joey Gallo hits lefties just fine. So 45 versus Marge Vicious should get you some low ownership. So that's very strong as well. Sliding on down some more. You got Laureano versus a lefty at 44. Not bad. Starling Marte's up to 43. Still a good spot with a great price tag versus Logan Webb. Eloy Jimenez is only 41 versus Lester. I'd be jumping all over that one if you could. Lou Bob's only 4K. I like Eloy a lot at 41. He went deep again yesterday. He is averaging over 11 points his last 10. Lots of pop hitting 275. Something a lot of people didn't think he'd be able to do was hit for average. He's hitting for pretty decent average for big Eloy. So that's good to see there. When you drop below 4K, Dylan Moore versus Allard at 39. If you're not using Allard, Moore at 39 is a good piece of savings. Nick Solak versus Marge Vicious at 38 is nice as well. Mark Canha, he got on and stole some bags yesterday. He flexed his muscles a couple days before that. So Canha at 37 can do a little bit of everything right now. He's in play for you. Kyle Lewis in a GPP at 36. If you want to go there versus Allard, he's worth it. David Peralta is only 35 versus Webb. Steven Piscotty at 35 versus a lefty. Those are both value plays. But Jesse Winker is still only 3,500. You keep playing Jesse Winker. That's just silly talk against Dakota Hudson. Kyle Tucker has been swinging a good bat. I know a lot of those Coors, but he's swinging a good. Maybe it woke him up. He's 3,400 versus Contrell. Don't hate that. Robbie Grossman's 34 in his matchup. And then other than that, you're just kind of looking and picking and choosing. There's value down like Trent Grisham, Brian Goodwin. We talk about them a lot. Danny Santana of Texas is down here. There'll be mix and matches pieces that you can, like Hunter Dozier's 32, that you can put in your lineup, especially when we see where certain guys fit in the lineups. There will be options down below. All right, recapping your pitching real quick on this slate. You got Nola at 9,900, looking really strong up top there. In the 8K range, you got DeSclafani, Fried, and Hauser. I'd put him in that order. Just all GPP plays. Hauser maybe more so cash. He's got a good floor, but not a high ceiling. The other two has some risk to him, but a lot of upside in their matchups. And then when you're punting, Coley Allard versus the very bad Seattle offense is nice at 71. Chad Kuhl and Cal Quantrill are your other options to punt with. When you're stacking it up on this slate, like you can tell the pitching's bad. The White Sox is a good one versus Chicago. I like that because Lester's priced up, but he's really not been that good. So I think the White Sox keep running those guys out there. That's a strong approach for you tonight. The Angels versus Mike Fiers is interesting. Their bats are kind of cold against the Giants in San Francisco, but Fiers really isn't that good. So that's an interesting one there. I like Cincinnati versus Dakota Hudson. I'm not a Dakota Hudson guy at all. I think they've got some love to them. The Giants versus Robbie Ray. Just keep riding the Giants, folks. Keep riding the Gigantes. But then after that, it's like, you know, Baltimore, Boston should pop off again. The Boston side more so than Baltimore, but both should just pop off. Minnesota versus Danny Duffy, very nice spot for you as well. Lots of ways to go tonight with all these different openers and other situations. So the bats are there. You have tons of options to attack when you're breaking this whole slate down. But that's how we're going to break it down. That's how we're going to do it. You can find me on Twitter at BDIntric. Get all your info there. Give me a follow, and I'll help you out where I can. Come join the free Fantasy Sports Degen Slack chat where we talk about the slates all the time, plus many other sports going on over there. Also, get the podcast a rating and review on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And until next week, I'll be off for the weekend as always. You guys stay safe out there. It's wild times here in 2020. Enjoy the baseball. Enjoy all the sports and things going on. Enjoy your families. I'll be back with you Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 21st edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner, too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.